Jen Tucker's husband works for the Transportation Security Administration in Ketchikan. He's an essential employee, so he's going to work every day, but there's no paycheck. There hasn't been one for a while, and there's no prediction about when one will arrive.
It's not that we don't have money, it's that I need to hoard our money. I can't have money going out because I have no idea when more money is going to be coming in.
Money for daily essentials like groceries for a family of five, gas to ferry three kids to various activities, heating oil. So Tucker recently made the rounds of local bill collectors.
And really was prepared for a lot of pushback. I mean, you don't go to a bill collector thinking that when you tell them, hey, I can't pay you, that they're going to be understanding. But everybody that I went to was really understanding and compassionate.
Ketchikan Public Utilities representative, for example, was so empathetic.
I walked out and had to gather myself because I was so emotional over the fact that she was so kind to me.
Tucker says she had a similar experience at GCI. They didn't even ask for documentation.
It wasn't official. It was very human. It wasn't a process that was made that I felt like a number. I really felt like a human being. And even Wells Fargo, which, I mean, they don't have the best reputation in dealing with people. But when I called them, they weren't the same. It wasn't like, okay, we'll suspend things until this is over. Let us know, like everybody else. But they were like, we have programs. We have ways to work with you. And again, they treated me like a person and not a number.
Tucker says the community has shown support in other ways. She normally works seasonally during the summer cruise months and then focuses on her family's needs during the winter. But with the overriding need for cash, Tucker's taking on odd jobs that people are happy to offer.
In fact, I'm starting to get more work than I can actually do, which is wonderful because, you know, you tell one person you need something and then all of a sudden, you know, this community of Ketchikan just pours in.
She says many businesses, small and large, are stepping up to help and friends have definitely shown the love.
It's actually a little awkward for me. I'm not normally a receiver. My husband and I work hard and we want to stand on our own. We don't want handouts. But there's all this love coming in. You can't not accept it. But it is an awkward situation.
Well, so many of us are better at giving than receiving. So
yeah. Absolutely. I'm happy to help anybody, but asking for help is really hard for me. So yeah, it was a day that was so difficult, but so uplifting.
Out of concern for her husband's job, she didn't want to talk about the politics surrounding the shutdown, but Tucker was willing to address the frustration.
You know, this is a really stressful thing. It's always there in the back of your mind. We've done everything right. We pay our bills. We do those things. And it'd be real great if the government could figure out how to do that, too.
And that, Tucker says, is essentially what's happening. The government isn't paying its bills.
You don't get to not pay your bills just because you're in an argument with your spouse.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.